potter mit den Yodem, chai mit den Shemayim. That you potter mit den Yodem, and you chai mit den Shemayim. So Rashi says, potter mit den Yodem, before we'll soon see why. The chai mit den Shemayim, mishum delay solet, because you did not pick it up. So, really, this is the svar, now we'll soon get to it. So it says, Aksval the Efekashim, maybe then you nizok in taki yechayiv. So maybe on a zokim, maybe there's no ptura vainus. The Mora says, no, but Tani, we learn not like that. The zokim, the machloikas for a man that chachomin. That if you broke your cat, you broke your cat, or your camel fell down, you didn't pick him up, and now someone tripped over him, so Rameya says, Yechayiv, and the Chum says, you put him in the Yodam, so Bedina Shemayim, Yechayiv, because you didn't pick him up. Now, Umoydim, Chachom, the Rabbi Meya, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Meya, that you would be Yechayiv, the Avnoi Sakino Masoi, the case where it's your Evan, your stone, or your knife, or your bundle, Shehenichon Barosh Gagoi, if you put it on top of your roof, the end of your roof, you put it. V'nofle bruch mitzuya, and now a normal wind came and blew down your avna estino masoi. V'hezekin that did damage shuchayiv. In such a case, yuchayiv. Like that's not called an honest. That's called your apashaya. Because since a ruach mitzuya is normal to come, so for ruach mitzuya to throw down this bor, yuchayiv. We learned it out before. You learned this out from a mahatzad from bor from eish. Even though there's koyach hachamuru bor, there's ruach mitzuya that came and made the bor. Still, Yechayiv, learn it out from Eish. So, but a koponim is Yechayiv. Of course, here you're not called an onus. But Umoide Rabbi Meir the Rabbonin. But Rabbi Meir agrees to the Rabbonin. V'mala kan kanim alagag. If you put your pitches on top of the roof, al manasla nagvum, that you want them to dry out. You just made new pitches, they're still wet, and you want earthly pitches, and you want them to dry out. So you put it on top of your roof, they should dry out from the sun. V'noflu baruach she'enu mitzuya. And it fell off the roof now from a ruach she'enu mitzuya came and made it fall down. There's zekin that did damage your potter. That's your potter. Nechura, why your potter over there? I, it's your avnas kinu masoi. So Rashi says, the yonasu, because you're an onus. You put it up there and the normal wind was not able to blow it down. It was only a ruach she'enu mitzuya. So in a ruach she'enu mitzuya, the locher is that your potter. So you see clearly here, for an onus, you are potter. So we have back a question on Reb Meir then. Why does Reb Meir's mashma from our Mishnah? That even though the kli broke, like just melted away, be honest, still yechai for the hezek, here it says everybody agrees that there is such a ptur of oinus, and it's not your fault, even by nizokin. Even for the hezek that you cause, you're also caught if it only happens through an oinus. So why before is it different? So Marian says, Elor Mabaya Baya says, Betati pligi. I say it's a machlokes in 2 points over here. That pligi bishas nefila or pligi liyachan nefila. It's a machlokes, first of all, bishas nefila, when the kli actually falls down and breaks, if it does damage while it's falling, and also a machlokes after it fell, if you didn't pick it up, later on, if damage happens later, that's also a machlokes. So therefore, pligi bishas nefila. It's a machlokes if bishas you fell, and your kli came down, and you hurt somebody, are you chayv or not? So what's the machlokes that? Beniskal pashaya. That's the machlekes, one machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, niskal is called a pasheya. That Masa, the one holds, niskal is pasheya. If you trip, you're called a pasheya, it's your fault, and therefore you chayiv. Or Masa, the one holds, no, niskal al pasheyahu. That niskal tripping is not called a pasheya, you're called like an honest. Therefore, if you tripped, and while you're coming down now, you hurt somebody, you'd be potter, because that's called an honest. So everybody holds an honest as potter. Machlekes is though, if when you trip Rishus Rabim, is that called an honest or not? That's one machlekes. And also, pligili achan afila. There's another machlekes, if after you fell down and you broke your pitcher there, what happens later? What's the machlekes there? B'mafkin azokiv. In a case where you just mafkir it, you leave it there. That mas of the one holds mafkin azokiv is chayiv. You should know, even though you mafkir it though, so what? Still the maisi yachayiv. Well, master of a potter, one says, no, you potter. So Rashi says, the mafkin is zaka means could go in there. She mistomo mafkin lecharosov. What happened here? You're walking with an earthly pitcher, and you tripped the precious rabbin, and it fell, and it broke. So mustabma, the broken pieces now, you don't have no use for it. Your mafkin, you leave it there. For Rav Meir, so Rav Meir holds now Mishnah, mafkin is zaka of chayiv. Still you're chayiv for the damage that happens afterwards, even though you mafkin it. The bor shechayiv all of Torah. The Torah that the Torah says is the chiddush of bor. Rashi says is the bor b'shus harabim. It's a bor b'shus harabim. The hefkeru, even though you mafker it. Numal, when you dig a ditch b'shus harabim, the b'shus harabim is hefker. Belongs to it's hefker. And still the Torah says yechayiv. So that's what Rabbi Meir says yechayiv. Rav Yehuda, the Saba Potim Yehuda, now Mishnah says, no, Yepoto, Svile, the Hifke Rishusai, Vulay Hifke Boroi, Zehu Boroma Batoro. We'll see it later, but he holds no. When you mafka your Rishus, you mafka the property around the ditch you have. But you are not mafka your Boroi. Rav Yehuda holds the Ike Chiv of Boris, where you own the property of the actual ditch. Just you are mafka the property around the ditch. So the Rabbim had a right to walk there. And they fell into your ditch and got hurt. That's when you're chayiv. L'kam and pligi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Later on we'll see Nachmem Tes. Pihor Milsa. We'll see later exactly what Machlech is about the Mazik of Bor. But Vachikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Rabbi Yehuda means the miskaven l'shoivroi, you had kavana to break it, the hezek v'nefila chayiv. And one as well, you tripped, that eos tripping is called the pasheya, so it's called you had kavana like to do damage when you fell. Therefore you chayiv. Uveshein miskaven ele miskaven lo rida miksefa v'niska v'nishpura takapota. The niska la pashen, not the trip. Because Rabbi Yehuda is like this, that if you have kavana to take it off and to break it, real kavana, then you chayif. Mashenkin, if you just had kavana to take it off your shoulders, and when you're doing it you tripped, Rabbi Yehuda holds your niska is called la pashayhu, and therefore you potter. That's one machlekes. Uvehezit liachana fila, nami lakam maforesh, my miskavanika. About that, that Rabbi Yehuda is mechulak also, about what happens afterwards, we'll see why that's called the kavana. But they were saying now, after it fell down, you were mafka the broken pieces there, and now later somebody came and tripped over it, that's also machlekes if you chayiv or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter in such a case. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, bor is only chayiv where you own the property of the bor itself. But if you're mafka even the property of the bor itself, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're potter. And Rabbi Meir holds no, that the ikar bor shechayiv all of Torah is even a case where you're mafka everything. And the Torah was mechayiv you, even though you are mafka everything, but lemaisa, you caused it all. You were the girl for it, therefore you chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Mimai, how do we know this?
So that the machlokes is in both ways, v'shas nefila and liach nefila. Midatoni tati, because then it says two cases in the Mishnah. It says, huchlak echod v'mayim, oy shaloka b'charses, or else you hurt yourself with the broken pieces. So the question is, hainuach, it's one case, it's the same thing repeated. What do you guys say in two cases for? Isn't the Psham the Mishnah like this? Huchlak echod b'mayim b'shas nefila. Which means right after you fell down, like Tosfos speaks out before you had time to clean it up, it's so called b'shas nefila. Somebody dirties themselves then in the water, yechayiv. And oishaloka b'charsa, what's the second case? That's liach nefila. The machlokes says, even after you had time to pick it up, whether you're mafkin azokadav, yechayiv or not, that's the second case. So that's the dig from our Mishnah that the machlokes is in two separate cases, by two machlokes. Now the Gemara says, Omidim asnisim betarati, b'raisanami betarati. Since the Mishnah says it in two cases, so the b'rais also says it in two cases, the Chorutz and Machlokes and the b'rais also in both cases, b'shas nefila and liach nefila. So Gemara says like this, b'shlei makadis, the b'rais says two cases. If either you slip with your pitcher or else your camel. So bishle makadoi mishkachas lo ba yokad, when you trip with your pitcher mishkachas lo oy bishas nefilu. The machloekis says whether you did damage bishas nefilu. The machloekis says again if niskal, if tripping is called a pesheya or not. Or liach nefilu, it's good you can find after liach nefilu, even after you have time to pick it up and you're mafker it, are you chayah by mafker nezokav or not? So this part of the price is good. Ela gamloi, but your camel. So how do you have the two cases when your camel falls down? Like bishleim aliyach nefila. Bishleim is good if after the camel fell down, and then the question is afterwards when you have time to pick it up and you didn't pick it up whether you chayiv or not. So meshkachas lo b'mafkin nevelosoi. That's machlokes there. When you're mafkin the nevela of the camel, does it help or not? If you potter or not, that's good. Ela bishas nefila hechem meshkachas lo. And the kasher is though if the camel does damage, Peshasha tripped and fell, so why is the owner a Pesheya? How could the owner be a Pesheya if his camel trips? The if his camels trip, in the Chohanos, Godom is there, so why should he be Chayiv? Like this time in the Mishnah we're talking about where the person trips. So by a person, there's a Taina, Ibad al Yuna, he shouldn't have tripped. But if your camel trips, Lechuri, you're not a Pesheya. If your camel to trip, Lechuri, your camel trip by accident. So what's the Tzal, what's the Machlaikas if you're Chayiv or not? Samora says yes, Omar of Acha Kagoin the Ovra Bemaya Dera Shirosa Dinhora. We're talking about he's walking through now a watery road. That the water covered up the road. Like Rashi says, the Noah the river overflowed, and now the camel can't see where he's walking like. So therefore the camel tripped. So therefore the Bailam is called the Pasheya. because the Bailam shouldn't have brought him down this street, he should have taken him to the different street. So that's the machlokes, if that's called the Peshay or not. So Gemara says, no, let's see, Hechidon, what's the case talking about? There's another road, so then Peshayu, of course the owner is a Peshayu, shouldn't have went down this road. There's no other road to go down, so Onesu, he's also an Ones, what he wanted to do? He has to take the camel, they have to go, and there's no other road to go. He didn't make the water come and cover up the road. So again, what's the machlokes? Ella, rather, cases like this, Mishkachas law, the Iskal, that the owner tripped first. The Iskale Begamle, and the camel tripped over him. So again, it's a machlekes, when he trips, is Niskal called Peshayanat? When an Adam trips, is he called a Peshayanat? That's the machlekes, if you're chayiv or not. Yeah. Now the Gemara says that Mafkin is Zokov, my Miskavanika. Like you're telling me now, a machlekes in the Mishnah, there's two machlekes in. First of all, Bishas Nefila, and then Liach Nefila. So what's the pshat that Yehuda says in the Mishnah? If you miskaven, then you chayiv. What does the miskaven have to do with being mafki in the zokvah after the camel fell down, or after the cart fell down later, you mafker it? What does that have to do with kavana or not? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yisrael raised itself like this: the miskaven liskais bechasel. The shad was you have kavana to be zeicha to keep the harses. That's the pshat from Rabbi Yehuda. You don't, the bar is only chayv if you own it, it belongs to you. So if you have kavanah to be zeicher in the charsis, then lemaisi you chayv. But if you don't have kavanah to be zeicher in the charsis and the broken pieces, but rather you're masker it, then you're potter. And the chayv number of Asher Vashi also says like this, that the pshat from Reb Yehuda, when he says in the sefer, b'miskavein, liskor es pechaser. The question is, do you have kavanah to be zeicher in the broken pieces? Reb Yeliezer roime b'shas nefilo. Machlokes. The machlokes is only b'shas nefila. That's what the Beleza says. I say the machlokes, the mishnah of Yudin, and Tanakam is only when you do damage b'shas you fall. So Mor says avul yachan nefila, but after you fell and you didn't pick it up, what do you want to say? My divrei hakol pot. Everybody holds that you potter, that mafkin azokav is potter. I v'ikar Rabbi Meir dechayiv. We have before in the Brice that Rabbi Meir says no yechayiv because he should have picked it up and taken it away. Elu, rather what you have to say is like this. My divrei hakol wasn't mean everybody. Divrei hakol chayiv that you chayiv for this reason, because after you fell and you didn't pick it up, you're chayiv because you should have picked it up. For the Gemara Novu Iker Rabbonin, there's a Rabbonin shit that says Klod the Papri that they say you put to be the yodim. El or rather say like this: My b'shas nefilu. What does he mean to say b'shas nefilu the machlokes? He means to say af b'shas nefilu. The machlokes is also b'shas nefilu. But who are then? It's also machlokes after b'shas nefilu, where the mafkin the zokav is chayiv potter. Or kamash melon kid abaye. It comes to teach us. He also holds like abaye. All right, we'll stop here.